Thanks, Yippee. It's a Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We are coming to you live from Pluckers in Addison and having a great time out here. So many Tolos have stopped by to say hi. We're grateful that you guys support us and your loyal listeners of 105.3 The Fan. I think we are out of G-Bag flags at this point, but hey, you just got to know. You need to move with some serious purpose, a sense of urgency if you're going to get a G-Bag flag because those things go super, super quick. Coming up next, we'll have KT's Packers Cowboys Red Band trailer.
What does that mean?
Before we get into that, no one knows what that means. I do want to get into an article I stumbled across yesterday, and it has to do with the biggest superstitions and pregame rituals in the NFL. And for each team, there is one. And, of course, for the Dallas Cowboys, it is what happens with Travis Redick and Zach Martin before every game. Now, if you've been to a game early, you've been able to watch this, you may have heard Travis talk to us about it on the show. Travis and Zach get out there to get loose and just to get the feel of the game and remind themselves of why they love football, what they love about football, and just get loose on a football field. They run routes and play catch with each other. And so it is, and in the best combination is when Zach is throwing and Travis is running routes. And, you know, they both love throwing the football. They both love catching the football. And you have these giant, massive humans out there running around. And Travis talked to us on, I think, the week before last about how they showcased a ball that he dropped, you know, on the broadcast. They said, oh, my God, look at this. They dropped one. And Travis said, well, actually, I was a little scared of running full speed into the goalpost. Can you imagine if Travis Redick at full speed, full locomotive Travis Redick goes full speed into the goalpost without a helmet before the game?
It's why receivers didn't want to play with Zach. He always led them into danger.
That'd be a timber situation.
Yeah.
All right.
The goalpost may fall down.
I just had this really weird thought. And it's been a long, long time since my old ass played any sort of pickup football. But what if you were playing pickup football and you were covering Travis on a route? What would your approach be to that? Would you try to get some space going and then close at the last minute? I know you're not trying to jam him up at the line.
Oh, my God.
Just playing a little touch football in the yard.
He could look at you and knock you down. Yeah, there's no – it's and people don't realize. They're, oh, it's just a big old lineman. Dude, he can fly. He is super fast. Like, I get it. For NFL standards, all right. Yeah, no, he's – you know, he's going to get smoked by all the DBs on the team. I get it. But if you take Travis Redick and you just have him race like the top 10 fastest guys you find at a Home Depot, I mean, he would probably smoke 80% of those guys. Especially, I would say maybe 90.
Especially if it's a race and it's slightly sloped downhill.
He is like a human cannonball.
Oh, my God, get out of the way.
Travis is going faster than expected.
But I love that they just like to get their feel for the game by doing that. And, dude, being a lineman is thankless. You don't get the love and attention. And, like, when you fall in love with football, you fall in love with being the quarterback, being the receiver, being a running back, being a DB or something like that. You don't go, hey, you want to go out in the front yard and block each other?
Right.
Let's pretend this is a sweep. I mean, nobody dreams of being an offensive lineman.
And, dude, within the whole logic of that, too, one of the best things about front yard football was utilizing the tree to your advantage.
Oh, yeah.
That was so much fun,
and
dude.
When we were growing up, it was the Drew Pearson sideline catch because nobody was better at the sideline catch than Drew Pearson. Mm-hmm. And it was always the sidewalk in the front yard. That's the long white sideline.
Yeah, I always loved just tackling grandma, just form tackling.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
She had it coming.
Yeah. Always great.
Yep.
So this article, you know it's good when it does have Travis and Zach on the cover.
Yeah.
Playing catch.
That is the best Cowboy pregame ritual since Romo would gather everybody today and say, it's a game today, it's happening, let's go.
It's a game, it's happening today.
That was the best Ben and Skin ritual for a short amount of time.
By the way,
I missed that.
His love of golf is really just a problem. It's really a, he loves golf too much, man. He loves
you can't
golf too
love
much.
Golf too much.
He just doesn't respond to text messages anymore. I never see him. And I was talking to his cousin Andy. I was like, "What the hell, man? What happened to Tony?" He's like, "Tell me about it. I never talked to him either. All he does is golf."
Dude, he's deciding whether or not he wants to take $10 million or keep playing golf.
he's winning at life.
He won. Yeah. He absolutely won.
So in this article, they've got specific examples from a bunch of teams. So let's run through it. The Eagles, the one that they had for him was the kicker. The kicker, Jake Elliott, before each game, he has a slice of pizza and a slice of cheesecake. That's it. It seems kind of unhealthy, but if you're a kicker, I guess you don't have to be in great shape.
I think kickers can do that. They can fart around with some good carbs and dessert before a game.
But I think it's like little man syndrome because of the Napoleon complex. Kickers don't really see fat kickers anymore.
Yeah.
Like they want to be ripped. They want to be in pretty good shape, right?
I miss the days of fat kickers with half a foot.
Shout out Randy Bullock.
That was great. Jack Dempsey
half a foot. What about the fat kicker with 1 foot because diabetes got to him?
That's ambient noise you're hearing here at Pluckers. Hmm.
Chris Thompson of the Redskins, he, for breakfast, he has to have whipped cream.
What?
I respect it, dude.
It's little waffles.
Kids, get in here. There's some whipped cream.
Let me take this as the fattest guy here. Let me take this. tell me more, Kevin.
Well, no, just waffles, blueberries, raspberries, and then he has to have whipped cream. But he said there's one specific example at a hotel. They were like, we don't have any whipped cream. And he said it threw off his whole vibe, but he didn't have a good game.
Wow. Okay, so look, whipped cream is not ridiculous if you think about it in this context.
No.
What do you put on waffles and pancakes?
Syrup.
It's straight sugar. And so I think having a little whipped cream in your coffee or on your pancakes, it's just taking it to the next level. It may scare you a little bit if you don't have if you're scared to think outside the box with your pancake game.
Yep.
But I'm just saying it's quite delightful.
Ben, you've always said that whipped cream is the only sex toy you'll incorporate into a meal.
I've never said that out loud.
That's your finest saying.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard Ben say that.
No, that was something that the fan account tweeted about Ben.
Why did that happen? Why do you miss work because of that? Crazy.
Devontae Adams of the Packers.
Personal day for a reason.
Aside from stretching out his toe, he says that he eats the same thing before every game, a salmon salad with cucumber, shredded cheese, and ranch.
Boring.
Gay.
Yeah. The Vikings, Harrison Smith, he heats up his pregame meal, but he takes it with a shot of Tabasco.
Oh.
Wait, say it again.
So it's like the whole idea of like wasabi. You know how wasabi kind of wakes you up a little bit, like a smelling salt?
Yeah.
So a shot of Tabasco, was it like waking up his senses?
So he says he has a cup of coffee, half of a plain bagel, and a shot of Tabasco. He said this is only for the noon games.
Okay.
Okay, and they play a lot of noon games.
Yep.
He said, it wakes me up. I can't have coffee too much or I'll cramp up, but the hot sauce is mandatory.
He cramps up with coffee, huh? I guess coffee can dehydrate you.
Yeah, coffee's like drinking like Coke for you. Yeah.
The other day I was wondering if what percentage of my sweat was coffee.
Okay, my wife has often said, would you mind mixing in some water with your coffee and beer just occasionally? Just have a little bit of water. Is that okay?
I'm like, I drink so much coffee.
Yeah.
Especially now since we've moved to this day part, I'm basically living on coffee alone.
Can somebody go get me a coffee right now?
Ron Rivera of the Panthers has a homemade cookie before every home game.
Okay.
Because his wife cooks it. Now, I saw this on All or Nothing. There was a big thing on her making cookies all the time. So she's a pretty good wife, it would seem. Says the Saints D linemen, they kind of do the Cowboys thing. The Saints D linemen go to a restaurant every Thursday night. But they were doing things. I'm sure they would be going to a Pluckers if they had that opportunity.
Do the Cowboys offensive linemen go get a Thursday night meal?
Yep.
Let's see. The Cardinals, it says a last-minute wardrobe change for a Cardinals starter. So basically, the left tackle doesn't start getting dressed until 15 minutes before the game.
What?
That seems real weird, right?
What do you mean, just put on his uniform like he's got some warm-up gear that he's wearing and farting around until...
It says it takes him 2 minutes to put on his knee brace, and he needs 7 to 8 minutes to get fully dressed. But he always does it 15 minutes before kickoff. The right guard had a comment that says it stresses me out because I don't think he's going to get it. I don't think he's going to get dressed on time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ritual, so he's clearly getting dressed in time.
John Johnson is a safety for the Rams. Here's what he does before every game. He takes a long bath.
Really?
15 and 30 minutes.
At the facility?
To some Meek Mill, Future, and Drake. He says at home games, he does it at the team hotel. Away games, it's a little challenging because some of the hotel rooms don't have a tub.
Oh,
so he's
got
to go out and find a tub.
Wow.
You know?
Where do you just find a tub in just some random city?
Got to go to a spa, man. Right?
They have those there?
In random cities?
No, tubs. I mean, do spas have tubs?
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
Right?
Crockett
and tubs. What's the point of going to a spa if they don't have everything that you would need in the bathroom?
I don't know that I've ever been to a spa, so I don't know.
I agree, I guess. George Kittle gets a homemade handwritten letter from his dad before every game.
That sounds exhausting.
That seems real weird, actually. Yeah, that seems strange.
A handwritten letter from his dad every game?
Yeah, Bruce.
That's pretty cool, though, man. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty awesome tradition. If you want to stay grounded and remember where you came from and what it's all about.
I just think that's his dad's way of ensuring that he'll get to go to all the road games.
It says he reads that and then he headbutts a wall on the way to the field.
I'm sorry.
What? So okay, this is my NFL CTE problem. Go watch any touchdown that happens and you're going to see someone run up to the player that just scored and headbutt him right in the head.
Dude. Saw that college highlight a couple weeks ago.
Did you guys see this? So during the New England-Buffalo game, Josh Allen took a horrible shot to the head, got up, he went to the sideline, and before he went into the tent, a teammate came up from behind and slapped him on the back of the helmet to tell him good job.
God.
I swear to God, I'm like, what is that moron doing? He left the game for a concussion, and some guy just smacked him on the back of the helmet. Good job, bro, with his giant football paw.
It was Rutgers is the one I was thinking of. It was the Rutgers center, and he went and smacked the quarterback, Artur Sitkowski, in the helmet during a celebration. Did you guys see this?
I didn't.
Okay, I'll find the video for you. Dude, he almost knocked the guy's head completely off.
It's like, guys, relax with your caveman headbutting. It doesn't need to happen all the
time. And, dude, doesn't the NFL need to get in there and put some padded walls and anything that they're going to be headbutting?
Honestly, they do. Honestly.
I would think so.
Pull the old Gus Frerotte and ram your head into the wall.
Oh, I forgot about that.
For the Steelers, two guys, David DeCastro and Alejandro Villanueva, what they do is they, and this is their routine, it's not really a superstition, but they go to work together so they beat traffic. They go in the HOV lane. They drive to work together so they can utilize the HOV lane. God, that is insane.
We just got distracted by this Rutgers play.
Punched him right in the head. And then the coach got fired.
Oh.
He almost decapitated his quarterback. I mean, why do you punch the quarterback? First of all, he's your quarterback. He wears like a red mesh jersey over his jersey at practice so you don't hit him. Now you're punching him in the face. You're going to break your snap it. He's the center. You're breaking the hand you snap the ball with. And so you're punching a helmet.
So many cavemen just running around doing caveman stuff.
Those are your NFL superstitions and an article that was much better. I think the Cowboys have the number one superstition.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to win it all this
year. Agreed.
Touchdown.